with the help of the Lord, desire that we would read together from the Gospel of John, chapter 18. I'd like to read the entire chapter, with God's help.
Nađeno je Evanđelje po Jovanu, 18. glava.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band, and the captain, and officers of the Jews took Jesus, and bound him, and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them, and he warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret I have said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Read to the entirety of the chapter. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May we all bow before the Lord in prayer. I'm looking at verse 37. Thinking about what the Apostle John wrote later in his life, that he would have no greater joy than to know that his children walk in the truth. And Jesus says, Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That is my prayer. I believe that is our prayer together, that we would each hear the voice of Jesus. You don't need to hear the voice of the men that stand behind the pulpit. You need to hear the truth of the Word of God. And it's here, it's open before us. There's nothing that's holding you back and barring the way. Jesus said that he preached in the synagogues and in the temples openly. He gave his word, he gave his instruction and his teaching, and it's there for us to take it. We need to hear his voice. Well, there's so many voices. There's so many other voices that bring anxiety and fear. But Jesus is the only voice that brings true peace and brings truth, a foundation that we can build our life upon. a foundation that will never fail us. Did you hear what he said to Pilate? Did you listen to his voice? Pilate asks the question, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Do you wonder that? Do you ponder the same thing in your heart? Is Jesus the king of his people? Is he my king? Is he the one that I am to bow to and give allegiance to obey? Well, Jesus has a question for everyone who is pondering that question in their hearts. He wants to know, are you asking this of yourself? Is that really your heart's desire and your will and your focus and your goal? From your heart, with sincerity, are you seeking the kingdom of God first and his righteousness? This is what Jesus said. And he's asking Pilate, and he's asking me and you, are you curious about this topic from your heart? Are you striving and seeking to know God's will and his ways? Because that is the overwhelming desire of your heart? Or did others tell it thee of me? There's so many other reasons why we could be here. But Jesus wants to know if you are putting his kingdom first. Jesus gives that command in the Sermon on the Mount in the Gospel of Matthew. And before that command, he speaks of the things that we save, of the things that we pursue, how they reveal what we are seeking, what we are looking for. He talks about our loyalties and our integrity. And if we are storing up for ourselves treasures where moth and rust doth corrupt, or if we are storing up treasures in heaven, if we are seeking with all of our hearts to use the things that God has given us to further his kingdom, to help others to hear the voice of Jesus, that we pray for them, that we encourage them, that we would be motivated by love and mercy more than justice and revenge, and to be on the top of the pile. He tells us that the Gentiles seek after what they are going to eat and what they are going to wear. How far we are as a society with our affluence beyond these questions of basic food and clothing. We've gone so much farther beyond. And unfortunately, the list is longer of the things that can distract us. All of the things that we can consume are added to the list of the things that the Gentiles seek after. And I need to ask, am I putting the kingdom of God first in the things that I consume, in the things that I purchase, the things that I possess? It is normal in the world to pursue after possessions in order to boost up our self-esteem or our pride. This is very normal. But Jesus said, this is not the priority in the kingdom of God. He says, everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. We need to take Jesus' words, hold them precious and valuable, because he intends for us to keep the things that he has told us. In this world, there is concern about tomorrow, about the food that we eat, about the things that we put on. It was interesting to see the children in the Sunday school picnic yesterday. I know that all of their parents take very good care of them, and they don't worry about the food that they will eat or the clothes that they put on. I have to ask myself, am I in God's family? Do I trust him in that same way? Don't let the world and its many voices overcome you with anxiety and fear and push you off of the foundation of Jesus Christ and his word. But when you have an opportunity to possess something, to purchase something to eat, or whatever has been on your mind this week, you consider what place this has in the kingdom of God. Is this furthering God's priorities and his plan for my life and for the world? Am I seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness and trusting the Lord to provide all other things to be added unto me? When I choose what to put on, adorn myself with, do I consider, is this advancing the purposes of the kingdom of God? Or am I a part of the kingdom of the Gentiles? By the things that I possess, by the things that I put on, these are the things that Jesus drew attention to. We can draw attention to other areas, such as our conversation, or the things that we pray for. Have my prayers been for the advance of the kingdom of God and his priorities? Have I been praying for those things that have been on my mind? Seeking, Lord, how can this be something that advances your priorities, your kingdom? Because it's very different from the plans and the advice of men, the direction that will take me. Jesus wants to know, where's my heart? I know the verse, it's so simple to recite, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus wants to know if that's true. Jesus commands that the order of his kingdom, that would be true. And so it is upon us to make a choice where our citizenship lies. Is it in heaven? Or is it here? And is these choices that Jesus brings of the things that we eat, the things that we put on, the things that we save, the things that we show, quiet service, where that decision is made, as an overflow of what we've been saying in our hearts about the kingdom of God and the priority that it has. Pilate continues and asks, what has Jesus done? That's a beautiful question to ask, because it reminds us of the important things. There are many questions about what will happen tomorrow or who will lead this and that. But can you leave today with the question, what has Jesus done for me? And allow the truth of the answer to that question take you to the next step of faith, of trust, of love, of service, of surrender to the Lord. Nobody's going to force you. Nobody's going to twist your arm. You will have to answer for your decision. And you've been warned. What would you tell Pilate that Jesus has done for you? Have that on your mind. Have that on your lips. Have that in your prayers. Have that in your conversations as we fellowship one with another, that we could build each other up and build up the kingdom of God. Because it's not meat and drink that makes the kingdom of God, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And all of these have been ushered in by what Jesus Christ has done for us. Thanks be to Him. Thanks be only to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus has an answer for Pilate, and we should consider it. He says, "My kingdom is not of this world." Did you know that Jesus was establishing a kingdom and laying out a constitution for those who would follow him and how they are to live? He has established that. And it is not of this world, but he has servants in this world. And he says the servants will not fight in this world. What is the power in this kingdom? The power of this kingdom is not in walls that take strength to overcome. The power of entrance into this kingdom is the forgiveness and love of God. The kingdoms of this world say things like this: we will not forgive, and we will not forget. That's not God's kingdom. Don't look for it here. God's kingdom, his power is in humility and meekness. His power is in forgiveness, kindness and love, and taking wrong from those who deserve far less. Is that the kingdom that my heart is pursuing? This kingdom of this world sees strength in taking vengeance, in making things even, in exacting justice according to my liking. Am I chasing anyone like that? Then I'm chasing this world. I'm not pursuing the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And Jesus' words call me back to repent and embrace his word. His kingdom is not from here. Our citizenship is not from here. It is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of God. That's where our conversation and our citizenship should be. And he will teach us how to forgive. When we are thinking about that question, what hast thou done? And we see him on the cross, shedding his blood for us. And we will find victory when we continue with him and go to that empty tomb and find that he is victorious. He is a king who will reign in glory, and he is alive forevermore. And he will return to gather in his kingdom those that hear his voice. So Pilate asks him one more question. Art thou a king then? Is it true? Are you really a king? Jesus says, thou sayest, I am a king. And the meaning in this phrase is in the affirmative. Thou sayest rightly that I am a king. You said it. It's right. It's true. I am a king. You know, over the past few weeks, we've been reading a little bit about the kings, like Amaziah and Uzziah. They started so good. But all of the kings of Israel and Judah, they failed. And there was a longing in the hearts for a king, a good king. One that would reign in righteousness, that would bring peace and true prosperity to the souls of God's people. And Jesus is that king. And we are his servants if we do what he commands. And we are his friends if we do as he commands. And to those of you who are still outside of his kingdom, who do not recognize him, but as a foreign government, he has a message for you. He says, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. The word of Jesus Christ teaches us the truth about who we are. Who can fight against that? Who would want to be the enemy of the truth? It's guaranteed failure. But also, who is threatened by the truth? Pilate didn't seem too threatened by this. Sounds good. Jesus is speaking the truth. Doesn't seem like a threat. Won't threaten Rome. The truth can only be a threat if I oppose it and I resist it. And there was a man named Saul of Tarsus who did that for many years, until he heard the voice of Jesus. Until he was convinced that Jesus is the Son of God. And then he agreed with the truth. The Word of God teaches us that without God and outside of his kingdom, outside of his word, we are poor and needy. We are dirty and in need of cleansing. We are sick, in need of healing. And we are without hope, in darkness, in need of light. He's not a threat to you. He's offering salvation. Because he knows that this is the truth of our condition. And in mercy, He went through this suffering and through death on the cross to offer you and me forgiveness for our sins. His enemy are lies, deceit, Satan, and his work. That's what needs to tremble. He comes to bear witness unto the truth. And to grant entrance into that kingdom. When we acknowledge the truth of his teachings, in all of their applications, from our condition outside of him to our obligation within him, he ushers us in. He provides the way. He is the one and source of healing in life. Outside of him, there's nothing. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. May God grant unto us the grace and firmly plant into the conviction into our hearts to take the word of Jesus Christ, to value and to promote his kingdom while we have time. May God bless his word.
As Pilate looked at Jesus, he saw an innocent man. And truth was standing before him, and he had to make a choice. And he took a way that he thought would be easy, one that doesn't require him to lose his position. With that position came power. With that position came wealth. He didn't have to lose anything with the choice that he made. But what he did forsake is life, eternal. We don't know how many more years Pilate lived. We don't know how many more he lived, but it couldn't have been that many. 10, 20, let it be 50. What does it matter? But he forsook eternity with his Lord. As he looked upon a man who had no guilt, he couldn't find any fault in him. And he took him and he scourged him. He beat him. Perhaps thinking that that will break Jesus and that he will say, I'm not a king, so he can get off the hook. An innocent man, not only an innocent man, but our Lord and our Savior. He rejected him to keep something that was fleeting. And dear ones, you and I also face that same decision today. We have Jesus standing before us in all his truth. And the look of love is upon his face. Despite being beaten, despite having a crown upon his head, a crown of thorns upon his head, there was no anger in his look upon Pilate. No, he had to see only a look of love because our Lord was love. He is love. He looked upon him and he rejected him. We are in his presence. We will make the same choice. Whether we want to admit it or not, we will make a choice today. I will take truth. I will take truth, a truth that is going to require me to die to self. So that the majesty that he displayed, the meekness that he displayed, I love. Because I love him. Because he is majesty, because he is meekness, the common people said, no man spoke as this man. Is that attractive to us? To the physical man, if we rely upon ourselves, our flesh, we will make a wrong decision. But as we marvel at Pilate, how could you have done what you did, knowing he's innocent? Dear ones, what decision will we make today? Today, now. We are making that decision. May it be to God's honor and glory. Amen.